Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Many trademark registration renewal filings are now receiving office actions due to the USPTO's audit program. This post-registration trademark audit program is randomly selecting some of the renewal filings and asking for additional evidence of use. Overall, I believe that this is a very good thing because it is helping to eliminate some of the registrations that are overly broad, particularly ones that are based originally on foreign filings. But in general, many trademark registrations are overbroad, or over time, the goods and services used in connection with the trademark evolve or change. And so by the time they're renewed, they may be overly broad in terms of what products and services are listed in the registration. Although this is a good program, it can still be frustrating when you randomly are targeted and receive one of these office actions. We've had several clients receive them, and the first important thing to know is that you must respond. If the registrant does not respond, then the entire registration may be canceled. Then the second thing is to deal with how to respond. You can respond by either submitting additional evidence of use that addresses the goods or services listed in the audit, or you can delete those items or some combination thereof. The overall practice tip is that when registering a mark and when renewing a registration for a mark, be proactive in terms of the scope of the goods and services. Keep the goods and services limited to what is actually in use. Number one, that is required when you're going through the application process. And number two, when you're going through the renewal process, by deleting any unused goods or services, you're going to reduce the chances that you have to go through this audit program, deal with the costs and burdens and hassle of having to respond to it, and the risks of having to respond to it. Because if you don't respond, again, you lose the entire registration. So be proactive. Make sure your registration is properly tailored to the goods and services used in connection with the trademark. If you have questions about a renewal audit that you've received, reach out to me, eric@ericpelton.com or ericpelton.com/contact on the web, and I'm happy to review and go over the next steps for your registration. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.